You three have been selected to handle a problem that has come up during the rite. During the rite, a young member of the Sinister House Guard slipped away. She went topside and is living somewhere amongst the normals. She has been spotted multiple times, but your predecessors were incapable of killing her.
Rigger's sneer deepened as he glanced over at the other two assassins. It was clear that he did not like the idea of working with non-Veraz members. Too bad. To their credit, Hess and Brunt remained stone-faced.
As you are undoubtedly aware, continued Andras, we may not move forward with our plans to combine the houses until all members of House Sinister have been eradicated.
All three men nodded.
Good.
Andras motioned toward Saffron.
I will be sending along a monitor to watch over your every move. She will not be instructing you or managing you in any way. Her role is to simply report back to me with everything that you are doing.
He leaned forward, giving them a stern look.
You may dislike that fact all you want, but if I learn any of you try to dispatch her or try to hide your methodologies from her, I will take immediate action.
I don't need any damn flesh camera to know I'm doing my job,
Rigger hissed.
If you don't have trust in me, I'd suggest you find someone else to clean up your mess.
Andra smiled thinly as he regarded the man.
She will be watching, Rigger,
he replied, loving the angst it was causing the man.
And you will do nothing but support that fact.
I don't.
To do otherwise will result in dire consequences.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
In response, Andras lifted his hand and snapped his fingers. An instant later, the lights in the auditorium came on fully. Everyone turned to look out at the seats. The first 20 rows were empty, but after that it was packed with hellions from all three houses. They had been deadly silent the entire time, just as they had been instructed. Andra snapped his fingers again, and the stage to his right illuminated, revealing the immediate families of all of the assassins who had failed to kill Evangeline already.
What is this?
Demanded Rigger, taking a step toward Andras. In response, a number of guards unsheathed swords and crossbows, leveling them at the assassin. He wisely halted his progress and stepped back.
This is a demonstration of what happens to people who fail, Rigger,
Andras replied.
Each of them are family members of the fallen assassins.
Rigger no longer wore his sneer. His face had, instead, become an exercise in concern. Hess and Brunt remained incredibly impassive. Andras raised his hands as guards moved to stand behind each victim. Keeping his eyes on the faces of the three assassins, Andras dropped his hand, slamming it onto the arm of the chair with a resounding thud. Blades slid through bodies multiple times until each family member was dead, including the young. Many in the crowd had turned away, along with Rigger. Hess and Brunt looked on with dead eyes, neither showing elation or remorse at watching the innocent who had fallen.
I trust this makes clear what will happen if you fail,
Andras asked. Rigger shot him a look.
Yes, Rigger, affirmed Andras. Your dear Raylin will fall to the blade if you don't succeed at killing Evangeline of House Sinister.
He quickly held up a hand.
Now let it not be said that I'm an unfair man. If you do succeed at killing the girl, you will have riches beyond your wildest dreams, and you and your lovely wife may live your lives out in peace and tranquility, never again having to deal with assassinations or war.
He motioned at Hess and Brunt.
That goes for all of you. Succeed and you will be rewarded. Fail and... Well, I believe we've already made clear what will happen then.
To be sure they fully grasped how serious Andras was, he snapped his fingers again. Raylin was brought out, along with the families of Hess and Brunt. They were shoved to the ground, their hands tied behind their backs.
I'll rip the flesh from your bones if you even consider putting a single hand on her,
Rigger swore at Andras, rage filling his eyes.
It's not for me to decide her fate, Rigger,
replied Andras, feeling rather nonplussed about the assassin's threat.
Do your job and everything is fine. Better than fine. All you have to do is not fail, Rigger. That's it.
Without replying, Rigger gave his wife one last look. Then he spun on his heel and stormed off the stage, yelling,
Let's go and kill this house of sinister bitch! Now!